8200.
Is it up?
On AM 1340, FM 105.7, streaming online, FoxSportsKnoxville.com, and on your free WKGN app. As Chance is eating a donut.
You
didn't even offer to bring me one?
Oh, sorry. But I feel like
when
we just had the break, I said, hey, I'm going to eat a donut. Nobody moved. Felt like maybe.
Matt, did you hear him say this?
I heard a mumble out the door.
I announced, and thank you to caller Roberto. Roberto brought us in some hot donuts, man. He didn't bring us in none of those fancy donuts, those fancy cake donuts with all the strudel. He bought us in regular glazed donuts, and I like them. Nothing like a nice hot glazed donut. Matt, you can go ahead and fade that music out. sorry, had to throw that in there. Yeah, man, it was good. It was good. It was so damn good. You're right. Sitting here eating it right now. Probably things you shouldn't do. Eat on air. But hey, I'm a big breakfast guy, Brandon. I gotta have breakfast every morning. You know what happens if I don't have breakfast?
You're cranky.
Oh, don't.
Just stop.
I'm so cranky if I don't get to eat breakfast.
Do not eat into the microphone. How disgusting.
I'm trying to let everybody know how good the donut is.
You can wait until you chew the donut.
All right.
Jeez. Come on.
All right. We're good.
All right.
Now I'm better. It's a really good donut.
Good. I'm glad that you're enjoying it.
It was so good, Brandon.
I really wish that you had brought me one. Anyway.
I got one, and then I went back, and I got another.
Well, how about that?
Yeah, and you know what? Since he brought them hot and fresh, they still got a little warmth to them. So you know what, boys? You better get them, as they say in the business.
While they're hot.
While they're hot. You knew what I was going to say.
Yeah. As Matt mentioned earlier.
There's some really good donuts, man. Y'all really need to go get you one when you get a second. When you get a second, you need to go. Thank you, Roberto, for bringing us the donuts. Really love it when you guys bring us stuff. Now, don't just bring us anything crazy. We like food. You don't have to make it yourself. We want to make sure, you know, you don't want to do anything. But, hey, bring us donuts all the time, especially in the morning. I love breakfast. Anybody ever wants to bring us breakfast by the station, holler at me. Bring me breakfast to the station. I will appreciate it. And I'll thank you for it. Like, I'm thanking Roberto right now. Thank you, sir. Thank you. It's a damn good donut.
It was.
I'm still eating it. There's still more.
Still more.
Go ahead, Brandon. You were saying something.
Are you done with the donut?
Are
you done talking about the donut?
It was a really damn good donut.
I mean, it must be really good.
Go for it. You go ahead. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
As Matt mentioned earlier, a little bit of a scare for Tennessee fans over the weekend as Henry Toto, or however you say his last name, I don't really know. We'll figure it out eventually whenever football season starts. He had a tweet over the weekend. Yes, worth it, praying on it. And that tweet was replied with many Washington tweets. If just scrolling through the replies, I see purple hearts. I see wolf emojis. Hashtag UW. I even see Alex Trebek wearing a wolf hat, which is very strange. But, yeah. Everybody lost their minds yesterday when Henry Toto tweeted this, thinking that maybe he's going to transfer. Maybe he's missing home. Maybe he made the wrong decision. But no need to fear. I don't think there's anything to worry about. Is he homesick? Yeah, probably. Does he have friends that probably went other places that he would like to see? Yeah, probably. Did he make the right decision for himself by going to Tennessee? Yeah, We'll see. But I don't think he's going to transfer. And then you had Niedermeyer. Brian Niedermeyer responded to...
Came out and shut it down.
He had a tweet and said, no need to panic. And then you had David Ubben, who talked to Justin Alumbaugh, De La Salle's head coach, which is where Henry Toto went to high school. He said, quote, he's not leaving.
Just had a weak moment. Maybe a little homesick or something like that. I don't know. Is that where he's from?
He's from California, but okay. It basically came down to Tennessee and Washington. I know Washington wanted him a lot.
Yeah. You know, these things happen with young players. They start doubting the reasons why, you know, they've committed. And we've seen this a lot. You know, take some coaches, whoever, maybe the main recruiter, maybe Niedermeyer, you went in there, you know, talk to him. Hey, what's wrong? You know, find out what's going on. And just having a weak moment. But these kids are young. Sometimes they put everything that, you know, they're going through when they're venting on social media. And in a person like his position, he doesn't understand how a fan's going to take it, you know. Think the sky's falling, but he might have just had a bad day.
Yeah, I mean, people read way too much into players' tweets.
Oh, so much.
What was it, last week or a couple weeks ago, people were kind of reading into – Aubrey Solomon had a tweet, like it was like the prayer hand emoji. I can't remember what exactly he said, but everybody was like, oh, does this mean he's going to be eligible to play? They're kids. They're in college.
Exactly, man. Like, so you really, you just never know. Like you just never know. Like, these emotions, it could be a girlfriend broke up with him, you know, did bad on a test, like anything. Stayed up too late, fighting with a teammate. Yeah, like, you just can't read into these guys' tweets and what they're posting on social media or Instagram or any of it. Now, we've seen it before. They have weak moments. Juwan Jennings. At the end of Bush Jones' tenure, the way he went off on Instagram and, you know, got himself suspended for a little bit, it just happens.
Well, was it Kongbo that tweeted the picture of the hanging up the cleats?
Yeah.
And he was talking about FIFA.
Yeah. He was talking about FIFA, and people thought he was giving up. People, you know, follow everything these guys do, some of them. I'm not saying everybody does this. I know damn well I'm not doing it, 'cause they're kids. They're teenagers. They're going to flip-flop. Their emotions one day are going to be the most positive thing. Next day, it's going to be very negative. It's an up-and-down thing, especially going through college, trying to find out who you are. Like, it's cliche, but that is what happens when you go through college. You're out on your own. Now it's time to figure out things for yourself.
Especially
you don't have anybody, you know, sitting over your shoulder as your parents do to say no. Like, you got to be an adult. And when you're far away from home, these things happen. So, people, stop following these kids' every move, their every breath, their every each and every character that's typed out. It'll make you go insane.
Yeah.
It will.
All right, Matt, not to put you on the spot, but do you have a recruiting update ready for us?
Yeah, I do, actually.
All right, let's hear it.
Right now we've got 8 of the top 25 are looking real heavy in-state prospects at Tennessee. We've already got Cooper Mays, T. Hodge, and who was the other one here? Keyshawn Lawrence.
That's 32% chance. 8 out of 25, that's 32%.
Good job, Brandon, over there.
But we've also
Cook
got
math.
We've also got a crystal ball on Jay Hardy out of Chattanooga, Tyler Barron out of Catholic, and we've also got it on Trayvon Ripka, I believe, out of Dixon County.
Dixon County. Might have to give a shout to my boy Lucas Panzica, see what he knows.
Lucas down there, see what he knows about that kid.
Then we're also going after Amari Thomas out of Memphis, out of Briarcrest, the offensive tackle.
Yeah, offensive tackle, but he's also he played a lot of defensive tackle. I know about Amari Thomas, 6'5", 300.
Big O.
At his position, he's the number 8 best at his position, number 4 in the state, number 93 nationally, as Matt said, 4-star prospect. Yeah. So, and back here in your backyard, Tennessee prospect would be Tyler Barron at Knox Catholic. Also 6'5", 252, 6 at his position, number 6 best in the state, 123, 23rd nationally.
A former teammate of Keyshawn Lawrence.
Correct. So, yeah, man, Keyshawn Lawrence, Ensworth. I think that's one that a lot of people are going to be really focused on at safety. One of those big safeties that, you know, we were told and we're seeing, that's who Pruitt goes after. He goes after those big DBs, man. He wants a guy at least to be about 6 feet, 6'1", 6'2", is what he would prefer, it seems like. And, yeah, some really big guys. And the five-star Darnell Washington.
Coming back for another visit.
Yeah, athlete is what he is. His position listed at. He is 6'7" and a half, 261. The 11th best player in the nation, number one at his position, number one in the state of Nevada.
Also, Rakeem Jarrett.
Yeah, that's one that we've really been watching for.
Yeah, that's he's currently committed to LSU. But I was looking at 247, and all of his crystal balls are, like, he's committed to LSU, but no LSU crystal balls, which I find weird. Ohio State has 60%, Tennessee at 30%, and then his hometown, Maryland Terrapins, at 10%.
The guys we've been recruiting have been chirping all over his Twitter.
Yeah, I know he's the guy that Tennessee has probably highest on their list.
Yeah, it could really make or break a class as far as like elevate your class to a whole nother level if you're able to sign that guy.
5-star, 19th best player in the country, 3rd best receiver. Got a little Tennessee basketball recruiting information that I teased off the top. We'll take a quick break, 865-546-8200. Take a quick break. We'll get to that on the other side. You listen to The Blitz on Fan Run Radio. Back here on The Blitz, 865-546-8200 is our number. Brandon Chance and Matt along with you for about 45 more minutes, taking you right up to Talk Sports. John, Cody, Ben, and Cam will have you until 3. And then Russell and Bear will have you from 3 to 6. Trey Wallace down in Hoover.
Hoover.
Making the pilgrimage back home.
War Eagle Wallace, down there covering the Vols.
And then overtime, taking you home from 6 until 8. Keep it tuned. Fan Run Radio all day long. Teased it at the top of the show, and just before we went
Dan
to break.
Dan Mullen's shoes?
What?
Dan Mullen's shoes are in, what he's wearing. To SEC Media Days.
Let me see real quick.
Jordan 11s, custom DM 11s.
Those look terrible.
You know, unpopular opinion. I just tweeted this out, too. Dan Mullen's shoe game is on point.
Those look terrible.
Those are the Jordan 11s, the snake skins, except he got them custom made because, obviously, he's coaching Florida. But these are the same ones that just came out, like, 2 weeks ago that are the snake. But, I don't like the gator.
Greg Sankey doesn't start talking until 12:30.
Oh, yeah, we'll be done. We'll be done. Just look for Trey Wallace. We're watching the SEC Media Day cover. And that's what it feels like. It's kind of lonely. You see all those guys there real early doing their shows. It's kind of lonely down that hall until, like, the coaches and the fans get there. The fanfare starts. Like, then you have all those fans at the front of the lobby trying to get people to sign, trying to get Nick Saban to sign something, knowing damn well he doesn't like any of them. That's the funniest thing, when all the Alabama fans are, like, they're waiting for Saban. Hey, coach. Hey, Coach Nick. It's Coach Saban. And he doesn't give a lick of any one of them a bit of attention. It's pretty much like he's throwing the double birds as he's walking past them. Like, he looks at them like Cersei looked at, you know, the rest of the people that were beneath her. Like, definitely looks at them like peasants. That's actually a pretty enlightening thing about
If only Nick Saban had to take the walk of shame, the walk of atonement, like
man.
Cersei.
Oh, man.
That would be funny.
Shame. That would be amazing. So, I'll go back to teasing, which I just wanted to tell you about the DM 11s. Those are the Dan Mullen 11s.
Okay.
Sweet. I like them.
I'm not a fan of Dan Mullen.
I don't like the gator symbol. I like the shoes.
Tennessee basketball recruiting information. Just when we thought all hope was lost with the transfer of DJ Burns and missing out on Kerry Blackshear Jr., they pull me back in and give me a shred of hope. Back in May, Tennessee coaches extended a scholarship offer to five-star center Nafali Dante in the 2020 recruiting class. Even back then, it was reported that he was looking into reclassifying to the 2019 class. Now, not only is that reclassification still on the table, but the Vols look like legitimate contenders. According to Jack Pilgrim of Kentucky Sports Radio, Dante told KSR that reclassification is still possible and that he's focusing on four schools: Kentucky, Oregon, LSU, and Tennessee.
Boom. Say it again.
Kentucky, Oregon, LSU, and Tennessee.
Boom.
That followed up by a report from Grant Ramey of 247 Sports that UT is working on getting Dante on campus for a visit soon. According to 24/7 Sports composite rankings, Dante is the number 12 overall player, number 3 center, and number 1 player in the state of Kansas in the 2020 class. The 6'11", 230-pound player from he plays for Sunrise Christian in Wichita, Kansas, and has a reported wingspan of over 7 feet.
Yeah, I saw this. I even saw where Jeremy had put up some of his highlights in a tournament recently.
Like, I mean, this would be great if we could get this guy, right? If you're able to get this guy after the off season that we've had and losing out on all these big guys, you lose Grant, you lose Kyle, you lose Admiral, you miss out on Blackshear, Walker transfers, DJ Burns transfers. You've got no big guys. If you can get this guy, Nafali,
changes everything.
Dante, 6'11", 230, sign me up.
It really changes everything.
But I am not. I cannot handle if we are in the mix and getting let down again. I can't handle it, Chance. I can't.
Nah, I don't think any Tennessee fan really
can. I'll lose my mind.
In basketball, that would kind of, if another letdown like that after not getting Blackshear, he goes to Florida. If you're not able to get Plastovic, if he's not able to play, and after DJ Burns leaving, Derek Walker leaving, you're right. You have nobody. Grant Williams gone. Admiral Schofield's gone. Kyle's gone. You have nobody down low. And with losing somebody one more time after getting your hopes up as a fan, I'd put even more doubt into Tennessee fans' mind about Barnes and the money that he's being paid. I think that'd be another, like, tick. Whether that's fair or that's unfair, that'd be just another strike against him. People would feel like you got one of the highest-paid coaches in college basketball, but he can't close deals to get players here. It would definitely speak volumes. And can't close the deal in a dire need situation right now.
So right now Tennessee has John Fulkerson, Zach Kent.
Big Zach Kent. You might know how his game is. I ain't never seen him play at all.
No. Uroš Plavšić, Olivier Robinson Kamhua, and Drew Pember are the only players listed at 6'8" or taller on UT's roster.
Small ball, dude.
Those are the only
small
ones.
Ball.
But how about this? So Dante, I'm going to throw some stats at you, Chance. In Nike's Peach Jam event with his AAU team, he averaged 18 points, 13.5 rebounds, and 1.8 blocks per game while shooting 73% from the floor in 4 games.
Yeah. That's pretty nice. I like that. That
73%.
That excites me. I love high field goal percentage shots.
Also in just their AAU season, so not in the Nike Peach Jam, he averaged 14.5 points, 8.9 rebounds, 2.3 blocks, and 76% from the floor in 13 games. So, I mean, this guy would be a big boost.
Immediate impact player?
Oh, he'd have to be.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a five-star.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, immediately impact, and then also, you know, pair him with some other guys in that class.
Yeah, I mean,
kind of makes you feel a little bit more comfortable.
Well, I mean,
better about the situation.
Well, yeah, if you're able to get him, I mean, then you have. I mean, I feel like this guy. I mean, it would be somewhat similar to getting Blackshear.
Yes.
And obviously, there's a little bit more unknown to this recruit than there was Kerry Blackshear, because Kerry Blackshear he's played at a high level, been in the NCAA tournament, played in the ACC. You know what you're getting out of him. You don't really know with this guy. I mean, recruits can be bust, but looks to be – I mean, those are some pretty big programs that he's kind of narrowed it down to, Kentucky, Tennessee, LSU, and Oregon. So I think the guy can play. I think it'd be huge if Tennessee can get him. Will they? I don't know. I hope so. Just don't come down to the last. Don't let it come down to us and somebody else and then it go the other way. Just knock us out of contention early before I can even get my hopes up. Please.
Don't let me get so close then so far. Yes, so
if,
far.
If you're not choosing Tennessee, Nafali, Dante, just go ahead and get out of the way. Don't cause me any more heartache.
It'll be okay, Brandon.
Any more
I'll
pain.
Be here. I'll be here for you.
And I can't remember a time where basketball recruiting has stretched so far into the summer. If it happens again this close to football season, I don't know if I can make it. As bad as football's been,
help, Brandon. Brandon needs you.
We all
Barnes.
Hope.
Get these recruiting deals done before we hit the summer. Brandon's heart's not going to be able to take it.
We all hope
he might just
that
fall
football
over
will
in
be
here.
Better. We know how that goes. We know how disappointing it can be. I can't take this much disappointment, Chance. I can't take it.
You need a chill pill, man. You need to take a chill pill right now. You need to woo-saw.
I'm good right now until he – unless he starts leading us on.
Is it another indictment against Barnes if he can't get this guy as well?
I mean, like you said, it's not really fair, but it will happen.
Yeah, a lot of people will talk about it. I mean, you think you have the third highest paid coach in all of basketball.
You'd seal a deal.
You got to be a closer.
And you're going to be able to sell this guy on playing time, too.
Yeah, he gets all the playing time. No doubt about that. He gets all the playing time.
I mean, you've got Kentucky, which, I mean, it's Kentucky. Tennessee. Oregon, the guy's from Kansas. You really want to go? I mean, it's kind of far either way you go. But LSU, really? I mean, they're probably going to get hammered by the NCAA. If I had to put money on it, I would say, yeah, they're probably going to get hammered by the NCAA. Don't pick LSU.
Yeah, don't do that. The Fighting Will Wade's.
Come to Tennessee.
The Fighting Will Wade's. Hey, Will Wade is paying people more than these, some of these rookie contracts.
Got a hell of an offer out there.
A hell of an offer out there. 865-546-8200.
One thing, though, that Jack Pilgrim guy from KSR tweeted about him possibly reclassifying to 2019 and listed the four schools. He's also tweeted that he has said that he enjoyed his visit to Kentucky, and that Kentucky is okay with him coming either year.
Damn it, man. 865-546. File that under the things that we hate to see. 865-546-8200. Take a quick timeout. We come back. kind of get off media days for a quick second. Update you on the VFL Summer League tournament ended over the weekend. Our guys got signed. Go ahead and give you some of the updates on those contracts in case you did not know. You're listening to The Blitz right here on Fan Run Radio.
You've been there for the scraped knees, for the soccer games, for the dance.
Welcome back to The Blitz right here on Fan Run Radio, AM 1340, FM 105.7. Chance Brandon, Matt in the building. Matt will answer your calls. You call in 865-546-8200. Big stories of the day. SEC Media Days kicking off today. We got Mizzou. We also have Dan Mullen's also. He's coming up second today or coming up the rear. And the third. Second. He's coming up second. And third team was
LSU.
LSU with the big O. So we got those guys. Let's get started. When we get off the air, when Talk Sports gets on here, Talk Sports guys are in the building. 12:30, Greg Sankey will come on, do his little intro, followed by the fanfare, man. So SEC Media Days, one step closer to football. We can all smell it. We can all taste it. We're all excited. We're exactly what, Matt, 47 days away?
47 days.
47 days away from kickoff in Big Orange Country. Football time in Tennessee.
So we're 47 days away from Tennessee.
Yeah, from Tennessee, not from week zero.
That's like, I don't know. Is the Florida game a week or 2 weeks before?
I think I think it's a week. The first game of the season. It's
Florida, Miami.
The little week zero. Yep. August 24th. So a little bit over a month. Yep, only a week before. So, yeah, we have
And then you got those Thursday night games.
Yeah, we have Miami, Florida. We'll have Arizona, Hawaii also on the 24th with the late night. Then you got, Northern Colorado, San Jose State, Wagner, Connecticut, Robert Morris, Buffalo, and Albany and Central Michigan. The Fighting Jim McElwains.
Oh, Central Michigan, the Chippewas.
The Fighting Jim McElwains. So, yeah, so much closer to football. We're excited. But also, give you a little news update. NBA Summer League just ended over the weekend, and all of Tennessee's former players being done after being eliminated in their respective teams being eliminated in the tournament. And two of the Vols got signed. Boston Celtics made it official. Grant Williams, the number 22nd overall pick in the draft, agrees to a 4-year contract, according to Tom Westerholm of MassLive.com. Grant's going to make 11.8 over the next 4 years, starting with 2.3 in 2019 and the 2020 season. And he and teammate Romeo Langford both will be receiving the full 120% of the rookie scale contract for which they are eligible. Grant Williams, dude. Bravo to Grant, who nobody could have ever saw this coming. First round pick. Worked his ass off. Continuing to work his ass off in summer league. Looking like one of the best players. One of the best, rookies in the summer. He's one of the top ones with his play. He almost had to beat the hell out of Grayson Allen. Yeah, almost slipped up there. Beat the hell out of Grayson Allen but over the weekend. But, yeah, Grant earning the money, $11.8 million over the next 4 years. That's really huge for him. Nobody really saw that coming. Admiral Schofield, he officially signed a 3-year deal as well. It hasn't been announced by their team, but he's signed. They haven't just came out and I guess had the fanfare and did the official news release, but it's expected to be around 4.19 in totality, and he's going to make just under $1 million in 2019-20 and a rise to about $1.5 million 2020-21. Jordan Bone, he's on the two-way contract. If you've forgotten, he's on the two-way contract with the Pistons, where he's going to be playing in the G League and also the NBA somewhat. But with a two-way contract, he can't be on an active NBA roster for more than 45 days or the team incurs a larger salary cap hit, and he is the only one who doesn't have a guaranteed contract because essentially two-way contracts are non-guaranteed. So, a little update on our Vols who just got drafted. Really proud of those guys,
yeah,
man.
I kind of feel like he might be on the roster more than 45 days.
Yeah, I think he could too. He had a really nice. He kind of likes He got a little. He started off a little slow. I think that's just because he came into the summer league a little bit late because they had to finalize his deal because he was involved in the trade, so he didn't get to play in those early couple of games. And then he's a little slow starter. It seemed like he was having trouble adjusting to the speed of the game, passing and stuff. But he got into his own, got comfortable, and like what you guys were saying, he had 18 last night, and he's really looked pretty good. I think he'll play more than the allotted. I think that unless they go after like a Chris Paul and bring in somebody into Detroit, he's got a good shot. I mean, their starting point guard is Reggie Jackson. They got some other guys behind him, but like, it doesn't have anybody. They don't have anybody that's just wowing.
They brought in D Rose, didn't they?
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. They did pick up Derrick Rose in the offseason. So their starting point guard is Derrick Rose. They got Reggie Jackson as a backup now, I'm guessing, or they might both be playing. They might play him at like a two position or something like that, a small two. But I think he'd have a legitimate shot of probably, you know, giving Reggie Jackson a run for his money.
Well, I saw something where the Pistons had said they view Jordan Bone as a first round pick.
Mm-hmm. I saw that as well.
Which is easy to say now.
Yeah. Of course that's what they're saying now, right?
But nonetheless, that's what they said. So I don't know, maybe I hope he does. I hope all these guys go on and have great success.
Tim on Twitter says, what about Kyle Alexander? It's good you asked about that. Kyle Alexander also, along with Jarnell Stokes, participated in Summer League again, but neither of those guys has been officially signed to a contract yet. Alexander picked up by the Miami Heat for their Summer League games, but no word on his future with the organization or any other team that's jumped on Kyle yet. And Jarnell Stokes, still trying to get his big chance in the NBA and get signed to a team and make a roster. He played with the Trailblazers, finished strong in his last three games, but still no word yet. Stokes really thought he was going to be a guy that was probably going to be on a roster. I mean, years ago, but he's just undersized and doesn't have anything outside of a post game, and that's not the way the NBA is really evolving. I guess he's trying to work on his shot. And appeared in 28 total games in the NBA after being taken second in the second round 2014 draft. He scored a total of 67 points so far, and he's had appearances for Memphis, Miami, Denver. And he's played much more in the G League as of recent, appearing in 59 games, averaging 17.9 points, though.
That courtside fight he got in with a teammate doesn't help.
Yeah. Yeah. Never want to be a cancer in the locker room.
He did. He tore it up in China last year.
Yeah, he did well in China last year as well. That's another place that he's played. But he's trying to make a roster. He's been trying to do that for quite some time now. So hopefully he might get picked up. And Kyle Alexander as well. Be interested to see what happens with those guys also outside of what happens with Bone, Schofield, and Grant.
Troy on Twitter, going back to the conversation we had last segment. Troy on Twitter. So how exactly does the UT basketball team have no big starters with the almighty Fulmer giving hashtag Rich Barnes $5 million a year?
Ding, 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 ding. Troy's going to be the first one.
The greatest UT basketball coach ever.
Troy's going to be the first one. Well, you mean to tell me Rich Barnes making all this money can't pull any recruits in? I'll be damned. I don't know, man. Like, sometimes it's them's the breaks. Like, he's got to do better or he's going to continue to take this criticism. And eventually, he probably won't be our coach much longer if he doesn't do better. But he's going to hear this all season. Anytime they struggle in a game, anytime he makes a goof, anytime it looks like he doesn't have control of his team, any big name that he doesn't close out on, Rick Barnes, not Rich Barnes, Rick Barnes is going to have to face the critics, and he's going to hear this.
Well, he is rich. He is Rich Barnes.
Biggie said it best, man. Mo money, mo problems.
Mo problems. No doubt about it, Matt. No doubt about it.
But, I mean – And we don't know. I mean, he says no big starters. I mean, you've got Josiah. It's just a lot of unknowns.
You also thought when you had Grant and Adrian, they were no big starters at one time. I mean, we do have to. No matter what, if we're gonna sit here and stargaze, he's probably not gonna ever be the guy that's gonna consistently get us stars in like a Kentucky. No matter how much money he's making, he's not that recruiter. He ain't that guy. And you get a couple in every now and again is what it looks like. We've all seen it, seen his song and dance. You get a couple 5 stars, 4 stars in here. But Rick Barnes, not Rich Barnes, Rick Barnes is going to develop players. That's what he's going to do. You got to trust in his development, guys. If anything, you can be mad that he's making all this money, Troy, and I know other people. That can piss you off. He's making a lot of good money, and he's never won a title. He's never had significant postseason success, and Tennessee gave him all this money. I understand that. But the one thing you can't question is the guy's player development.
Well, I'm with you, let's
play devil's advocate.
What about Zach Kent? What about Jalen Johnson? What about Eve Pons? What about all
Eve Pons? Yeah, you hadn't seen much from him. That's somebody that you're like, hey, where's the development there?
I mean, people point to Bone, to Admiral, to Grant. I mean, you could make the argument that they're just special guys, and they would. I mean,
I guess you can make the argument that with his player development. I don't know. Like, those guys, you got to see something from them. Like, maybe they're going to wow us this year, and we're all going to be eating the crow.
Yeah, I mean, I hope
that's what
so.
You hope.
I think Turner and Bowden are going to be in the spotlight this year. I think they've got a chance to be one
of
the best guard
to be.
Combos.
They have to be.
In college basketball.
And, you talk about no big stars. Those are your two main guys, but the knock on them is they were very inconsistent last year. And if we're going to make – if we're going to make any kind of noise this upcoming season, they're going to have to get it together. They're going to have to night in, night out, perform consistently. And Josiah Jordan James, he's going to have to bring it too. If Tennessee's going to be good, if they're going to be competing and trying to have a shot to make it to the NCAA tournament, those three guys – are going to have to be your three main pillars, and then you're just going to have to piece it together with the other two starting five.
Yeah, I mean, that is how it's going to be. I mean, your most experienced guys, too, at the same time. Yeah, you're right. Why haven't we seen Zach Kent? Why haven't we seen anything more from Jalen Johnson? Why don't you see Derek Walker getting better? I guess sometimes, too, I guess I'm big Barnes. I love Barnes. You just call me Barnes apologist. I don't give a damn. But, like, maybe it's also the fact that you ain't seeing the development. They're not wanting it. You know, they're not giving Barnes everything that he's trying to get out of him. Maybe we hadn't seen that yet. Maybe Jalen Johnson, maybe he improves with more minutes. Maybe he improves knowing that his role is bigger. Maybe the same thing for Zach Kent or same thing for Lamonte Turner and Jordan Bowden. When they know that they are the guys, they are going to be getting the minutes. You're getting the playing time. You're one of the focal pieces in an offense, defense, rather, whatnot. Like, maybe you get more out of those guys because with more responsibility, maybe they give you a little bit more output. That's what you hope.
Yeah, and Troy clarifies by big starters, he means
big, 6'9" and above.
Big. Your bigs.
The bigs. Not the big uglies.
Not big time, big tall.
The big uglies, not the stars. Okay, well, yeah, I mean, like, hey, Barnes is going to have to take these punches, these jabs, every time he doesn't do something that we want him to do. That's what happens when you are paid what you are paid and you flirted with leaving. That's just how it is. He put himself in that position. I said that when he decided to come back. Well, you damn well better ball because now he's getting the money. There's no excuses.
Rich Barnes, he is getting the money.
Damn it if you call him Rich Barnes again.
He is rich. He is.
He was rich before.
Okay.
He's been rich.
He's still Rich Barnes. 865-546-8200. Quick break. Final segment of the Blitz coming up after this.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Last call on the program. 865-546-8200. Eastbound and down. You know what that means. Last segment of the Blitz. Got Talk Sports boys in the house. They're out there getting ready. We've talked a little bit about this. I guess you guys talked about it more on air. And I'm still, like, kind of flabbergasted. But we got a lot of our on-air personalities. Alabama fans. Yeah. And I guess, well, so it's like Tuscaloosa Trey, also War Eagle Wallace. We don't know which one he likes more. And then Matt, who grew up in Alabama. We got – Rammer Jammer Johnson over here.
Crimson Cody.
Crimson Cody. Yeah, Cody too. Cody loves Alabama. I saw the flag, the picture of him with a flag.
He was on trial. I took that picture, by the way.
Yeah. Him with his Alabama flag that he says that he kept that he peed on, which I don't buy that one.
If you peed on it, why would
you keep it? Yeah, why would you keep it? He likes Alabama, too. He wears a lot of crimson.
That's going to get a little funky.
Yeah, yeah, that's going to get a little funky. Yeah, good one, Roll Tide Johnson over there. Yeah, we got Roll Tide Johnson, Rammer Jammer Johnson. Yeah, man, what happened that all these Alabama fans infiltrated the system here at Fan Run? And then Ben was like, well, Chance Florida State. But nobody cares about that. I said the one thing we were talking about in break. Nobody cares that I'm a Florida State fan or really. I mean, obviously, you Tennessee fans, we got you in 98. Yeah, whatever. But nobody really cares about that. But people really care when Florida State loses, and they really like to let me know. I'm talking about I'll just be – I love college football for that, for the rivalries that we all can have as friends, and like we can talk trash to each other and stuff like that. And that's what makes sports great. That's what makes college football great. But I'll be damned if I'll just be sitting by myself on a Saturday evening watching Florida State play. Also, while I watch Tennessee play, because I am a Tennessee alum, watching Florida State play, and I'll just start getting you guys on Twitter will just give me the business with tweets. I'm talking about I'll get about 30 tweets during the game, especially if they're losing or anything's happening. I'll get about 10 to 15 text messages from different people around here who work here or my friends. People don't really care about Florida State through here. You know, you're much more adversary and, like, more offended by the Bama fans, the Auburn fans, you know, the Florida fans. But they sure like to let me know if Florida State's losing. They sure like to let me know. 865-546-8200. Let us know if you got anything on your mind. If you haven't heard, Brandon, I heard you got a good one.
I do.
That's what I thought. The Meth Gators.
I read the story. It wasn't that good.
You got me all hyped up for Meth Gators, and now
I mean, so, I can read it to you if you want me to.
Nah, it's okay.
I did see something on Twitter yesterday. I'm sure some of y'all saw it too, but animals on the loose. Did you see the guy in Cade's Cove and the bears?
Yes.
No, what happened?
So there's this dumbass in Cade's Cove.
Were they taking pictures of bears again?
I wasn't sure if I could say
no.
It.
No, you can say dumbass.
So there's a mama bear and like three or four babies, three or four cubs. In Cade's Cove walking along, this guy walks up to the bear, like gets extremely close to the bear. The bear goes on the other side of the car.
Okay.
And it's on the road.
Uh-huh.
It goes on the, like, you know how they, you can't pull off. Goes on the other side of the car. It's walking around. The guy runs around the car to kind of, like, catch the bear.
Like to take a picture?
No.
To, like, I don't catch. Know, he I don't was know, trying
what
to
catch like he wants to feed it and pet it.
Whoa. Whoa.
And he, like, runs up to the bear and, like, tries to stop it, I guess. I don't know what he's doing. And the mama bear, like, charges at him.
Yeah.
I mean,
he went after a cub? What did he think was going
to
happen?
Has Rick Butler seen this video to see how fast that mama bear is?
I don't know.
So did the guy get hurt?
No.
I need to see this video.
I might have saved it. Yeah, here it is.
20 bucks says he's got Michigan plates on the car.
So there's this guy.
And Cade's Cove thinks he's going to run to the Cubs.
So he goes around the car. See it?
Whoa.
Fronting out the bear, and then, yeah, she charges him.
Whoa. Rick thinks he can outrun a bear. You guys know what is coming this week, too, Rick, if you're listening, in 2 days.
Oh, yeah. I know. Yeah. I know.
Me and Rick got a race.
Oh, yeah, that's Wednesday. Yep. That's his birthday.
Yep.
You're going
to – I'm going to beat his ass on his birthday.
Oh, no.
Take names. He's going to bail out.
Rick's a big birthday guy.
He's not going to do
it. You can't ruin his birthday.
I can't help it. He called me out. He called everybody out. He said he was the fastest person around here. He was actually like touting his speed. Like, there's one thing I know. I'm fast.
You can't can't ruin his birthday. You need to come up with some kind of excuse to where the race gets pushed to Thursday.
No, because then I would be. That means I would have an excuse. And I'm always ready.
You can't ruin the guy's birthday.
He better be ready then. I hope that he's been working out. I hope he's been running sprints in the front yard. I don't know what he did on his trip to Jacksonville. I hope he was running on some beaches down there like Apollo and Rocky.
I doubt it.
I doubt it, too.
Speaking of the bears and the animals going wild, did either of you see the video of the elephant that was chasing after like a caravan, like on a safari?
No.
Really?
Didn't see that one.
No.
There's this large African elephant that's chasing this. I mean, it's just like a big truck that you would go on a safari in.
Gotcha.
It's just chasing this truck, and these people are panicking. They're frightened. It chases them for a good, I mean, the minute, the video is like 45 seconds.
Wow.
I could not. I mean, I would be rattled. Being chased by an elephant.
In other news, too, if you guys haven't heard, this came through just a little bit ago. Former Olympic and world champion boxer Pernell Sweet Pea Whitaker died last night after being hit by a vehicle in Virginia Beach, according to police. He was 55 years old. So, yeah, thoughts and prayers to Sweet Pea Whitaker's family. Traffic accident late last night. Great boxer, man. Four-weight world champion, Hall of Fame inductee as well, 94 Olympic gold medal winner. Sweet Pea Pernell Whitaker. Troy says he was there at Cates Cove when it happened. He's got pictures. Oh.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he just tagged us. He said that idiot was a couple feet in front of me or behind him. He said that idiot was a few cars behind me.
Wow.
Yeah, dude. Look at the bears. Guys, the Cubs they're cuddly. They're cute. Leave the damn bears alone.
I've always thought
Let the bears do what bears do in their habitat. Stop interrupting the bears in their natural habitat.
I've always thought bears kind of look like just big dogs. Big, ferocious dogs.
Yeah, big old chow. My friend had a chow named Bear.
We have a friend named Bear.
We do have a friend named Bear. He's kind of like a big chow. That'll do it for us. Talk Sports boys are in the building. Thank you, Matt, for all your hard work today. Rick Butler should be back in the house tomorrow. Thank you for listening to The Blitz. For Brandon, for Matt, I am Chance. Talk Sports, stay tuned for that. Fan Run Radio.
Pets are family, like Smokey and the Vols.